Welcome everyone to the Circle to Make podcast. I'm the host of DBS1, Ivan C. And today I am joined by an honorary guest, and I'm glad to have him on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, he is your Pamela Anderson to the Jenny McCarthy, by the way. And also, he is real and he's raw. And he is none other than August Artois. How are you?
That's me, baby. How you doing, buddy? Good, glad to be a part of the show. Yeah, I'm fantastic, man. I couldn't be any better because I'm the best. So
definitely you are the best, and I've seen that in the ring, and I love it very much. So I just want, the viewers and the subscribers to get to know you more. So they're curious to know how the journey began in professional wrestling for Mr. August Artois. So if you could take us through your journey, how did it all begin?
Yeah, we'll fast forward through the childhood parts because everybody's is the same. We all liked it and blah 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 and bullshit. So about 6 months ago, I moved down to Florida. I was at home and my brother moved down here. Kai Douglas, one of the head referee for WWN, he moved down here and hit the ground running and just went from boom to boom. So I figured, it's in the blood. So, I've traveled the world in a metal band. I've traveled the world on my own. I've been around 8 countries, 8 states. I've done everything possible, at the age of 30. So then I turned 31. You know what? I'm going to be a wrestler now. I've already been a rock star. Shit, I'm going to be a wrestler now. So I moved down here, and my head trained me within about 8 months. He said that would be probably the fastest. Within 8 months, I'll have my first match. within two months, I had my first match. Ever since then, now I've been. It's in 2 days. It'll be my five months working now. 5 months in the ring.
Really? Okay.
I've been main eventing almost every match I've been so far. I'm doing pretty damn good for myself.
Oh, that definitely. That, and I see it, man. I mean, you're a vet, man. What can I say?
That's the thing. Ring. Like, these idiots make it seem like being a wrestler is something hard. Like I said, I was a rock star, and that's one thing that is very hard to accomplish in life. I did that. Now this. Another thing: traveling the world, 8 countries, 48 states. That's another thing that people take their lifetime to do, and so. It takes a lot for me to get excited about anymore these days. So I figured I've already been the championship. In my eyes, I wake up in the morning, piss excellence. I am a champion. So
there you go.
I'm not after the title in the sense of I want it. Let's just go ahead and say that I'm after the title in the sense of I want to take it from you. I want to make sure that you never get your chance at the title. I'm here to ruin dreams now. My dreams have already came true.
I love it. I fucking love it. You spoke that you played on a metal band. What was the name of the band, and what instrument did you play?
It was Forever in Terror, and of course I was the lead singer. I mean, you got the sexiest fucking guy. You had a voice like this. Of course you're gonna put me up front. It was amazing, man. We Universal Records, Roadrunner Records, and Metal Blade Records wanted us, and the other two wanted us to change who we were. Fuck that. We joined Metal Blade Records, signed. Like idiots, we didn't make a lot of money. We just blindly signed the contract, but who cared? We were rock stars. All of our friends are going back to school, and we're still on our third leg of the tour. We still had, it was a four quadrant tour. It was 48 states altogether. It was 2 separate tours, and it was
that's awesome.
It was a lot of it I don't remember, but a lot of it I do. I was 16 at the time, so. It was 16 year, it was four, there was 5 of us in the band. 4 of us were 16 year olds. 1 of us was 17 year old. And our tour manager, I believe, was 32 years old. So our parents kissed us on the cheeks and sent us on our way. And next thing you know, I was in El Paso, Texas, getting my asshole licked by a woman named Paula Portugal.
I love it. I fucking love it, man. I used to play the band myself. So I know. Hey, I love it.
Oh, El Paso, God. Texas is a great place, man, especially if you're 16 years old.
Oh. I fucking love it, man. So you say, okay, on your first match, I wanted to ask, was it a singles, a tag, or like how was the first match?
A singles match. I was rivaling with Jake Sterling. We trained together. So we were out of the whole class, you know, the other students, they were just there for me to, you know, practice my moves on for in my eyes. Yeah. But then there was Jake Sterling, and that son of a bitch was just, you know, eye to eye with me. And, you know, we were really good friends. We were, you know, helping each other a lot. And then, you know, he likes to say that I got a little bit big egoed. My head got a little too big, but I just think I'm old school. I'm Sicilian. I come from the north, so there's only room for one in the pride. So we battled it out. He won the first match. I won the second match. And then we had our rubber match at Hollow Reckoning. You can check that out on Fight TV, ACW Hollow Reckoning. And that's that's when I climbed to the top of the fucking barricade and dove off, cross-bodied him. I did literally whatever it took. To beat him. I didn't beat him, but we ended up digging our rivalry back up not too long ago, and I won. And then we were in a six-man tag, and both of us were in it, and I pinned him, and I won. So, in my eyes, you know, next.
I do see that because, you know, I did see you guys trying to, you know, relive that rivalry, you know, you guys going at it back and forth on social media. And I seen the matches you had with Jake Sterling. I love it, man. You guys put a hell of a show.
I can say that it's it went from love to hatred to respect. I'll never say that to his face because he's a bitch. But it is a respect thing, and I love going to war with him. I could say, like, anytime I know I'm getting in the ring with him, I'm gonna be drip dry of everything I have inside of me. It's gonna be all left in the ring.
That's awesome. Awesome, man. And what was the name of the, my apologies if I'm going backtrack. What was the name of the training academy that you, where you trained?
WWNTC. It's ran by WWN. We have the WWNTC. Our head trainer, Francisco Chiazzo, is who trains us. We're here in Newport Richey, Florida. Shout out real quick, Heath Schneider, the owner of ACW. He's the owner of the event center that we actually have our shows at, just recently passed away. 2 days ago. Condolences to his family.
Yep.
Hard times right now for us, but we'll definitely be getting back on our feet and doing every single thing from this point forward I just wanted to get that out there. Like I said, sad times for us right now, but you know, in the wrestling business, and if he could come back and tell us one thing, it would be the show goes on. We got to keep doing this for him and keep going what he created and what he put so much time into. But back on track now. Back to August Artois. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
All right. That's right. Mr. Artois.
Yeah.
Now, man. What also wanted to ask, I did see a lot of your appearances. You've been on WWE television. You've been on, like, on NXT.
Yes, sir.
You've been on Raw. So I was like, you know, so there's some way, you know, there's what's going on.
I mean, yeah, I got what's going on. I got the privilege when I first got down here. I was actually offered I think it was SmackDown first as an extra. I'm eating that Sour Patch Kid. This is my diet, man. I gotta keep this body lean. So I first came down here and I you know signed up to be an extra, and you know everybody around me was like, you know, didn't you just start training? Have you even had a match yet, dude? Like, you know, I signed up, you know, 3 years ago and they haven't used me yet. Okay, well that's you and I'm me. Next thing you know, before I even got in a ring, I was an extra on SmackDown. And my first segment was with Vince McMahon. I was a security guard. And I didn't have any lines. But then when I realized, I'm like, wait, this is live TV. I could just say stuff and they can't, like, cut it. It's live. So I didn't do anything stupid, but I added in some lines. I said, after they told us to watch out for retribution, I said, yes, sir. Let's go get them, boys. So I threw that in there. They didn't care, so that was cool. Then I got called back. I was on Raw. I was actually part of Retribution. I got to rip apart the scenery. I got to get in the ring and beat the hell out of Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre. That was cool. And then by then I had my first match and I started wrestling. And then they called me for, I was an extra on NXT, which I was in the crowd for NXT 30, which was pretty fucking cool too.
How is the environment over there? Like, how is it, like, being just so close to, like, Vince and, you know, everyone else there? So how is it, just the whole backstage environment?
That's the only one. Vince was the only one that, because, like, we were about to do this, and I saw on the door, it said, Mr. McMahon. And I'm thinking to myself, like, anybody can just put a sticker on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then the door opened and he was there. And that was the only thing I was like, oh shit. But everybody else, honestly, like I told you, I'm a rock star. I've been around the world. I was the guy that got out of the van at the concert and oh my God.
That's right.
So, you know, being starstruck isn't really a thing for me. So, but to give it to them, they're all very humble. They communicate with the extras and, you know, nobody was above, you know, some guys walked by and they just had that stardom that you just didn't even want to approach them because, you know, just out of respect. But
yeah,
a lot of the guys are just like you and me and they're not above, you know, or better than anybody else. And I think that's really cool. The catering though, catering was woo. That shit was fucking amazing. I walked in there. I can eat this too. And then one of the other extras was like, dude, like, I think it was R-Truth. He's like, R-Truth's behind you. I was like, I don't give a shit. Look at all this food. What's up, dude? Anyways, give me a Red Bull and a chocolate milk and a regular milk and some Jello and some cookies.
Oh, shit.
And then the food, they had like smoked brisket ham and, you know, shit that I didn't even know existed. I didn't even know you could do stuff to ham like that they had.
Oh, they had everything. Yeah, and I keep hearing that they actually now upgraded their catering. Back then, I heard it was shit. So now it's like, okay, it's better than, you know, it used to be back in the day. So,
yeah, dude, when I got there, I mean, if you're going to pay me the same for being an extra, I'd rather just sit back and catering and watch it on TV.
Oh, shit. I fucking love it, man. Oh, my God. And then, so, in, you know, talk to us about WWE, you know, ACW. Because I guess not a lot of people are very familiar with it. So, I mean, and don't get me wrong, so am I, not as well. But when I was intrigued by, you know, your performance in the ring and everything what you do, man, it's like, you are raw. You know, every statement that you say is real. So you are raw, you are real. So, you know, let the viewers know, like, what is ACW about? How, you know, how did that journey became about? I know you mentioned earlier training there, but how is it right now at this present time with this pandemic situation up there? So like,
well, WWN, they've created greats such as Matt Riddle, Keith Lee, a lot of the NXT guys, that's just to name a few. So coming down here, I realized it was either, you know, I'm saying, why would you not go to where these guys just get Austin Theory and all, why would you not go to where they just came from?
Right.
So, like, you know, the WWN title that Austin Theory held is actually in the office at the place I train. So that's my goal, is to be the next guy. I'm not trying to be a fucking indie wrestler. I'm not trying to hang out with the boys after the fucking matches. I'm not here to make fucking friends. I'm not here to make even at the shows, like a lot of the fans that are girls or the fans that are workers or the girls that are workers, I'm not here to have girlfriends. I'm not here to be friends. I'm not here to be buddy-buddy with. I'm here to do my fucking job, get my money, and go home. Simple as that. So I think that's what separates me from everybody else. But WWN, like I said, has given the platform to these guys that are now future legends in the game. So why in the hell would I not come down here? Florida sucks. Florida has nothing to offer me. The women are trash. The weather sucks. Nothing for me down here. That's why I, you know, whenever I do work out, I go work out and then I train and I come home. Simple as that. But WWN is it's a name for itself. It's a big company already. Shine Wrestling, Evolve came from WWN. Evolve is sold to WWE, but Shine Wrestling, we got ACW, we got Eddie Kingston's Crying House. And then like our shows, we run live every other Tuesday, and then on YouTube, if you go to WWN Proving Ground, that's every Saturday at 8 o'clock, we air all of our episodes. So we're, I'd say, the only company that's running, you know, as much as we are. The pandemic, really, we stick to the guidelines, wear your mask, which you could take your mask off if you're eating or drinking, which most of these fat slobs are doing at our show anyway. So, you know, there's really no problem other than, you know, the women can't get close to me, all the fans. So, you know, they really don't like that. You know, the ladies love August. So
I noticed it. Yeah. The ladies want to go ahead and, you know, touch their body.
The ladies, came to, see that shit. The ladies came to see me. All the guys want to be me.
That's right.
Simple.
Very simple.
So, Yeah, our shows are running good. I also worked with IPW. I'm going to be doing a show coming up here in Kentucky. I haven't got all the information yet. My coach got me booked on that. I'm going up there with him in Kentucky. Some things are in the works. So, you know, once we do part two of our interview, I'll have a lot more coming up. We got a mini doc being filmed for me coming out. So, big, like I said, big things are in the works. And with everything being as like it is, a lot of people aren't going as hard to do. So keep your eyes open, Frog. That's all I'll say.
Oh, definitely. I mean, shit, we're keeping an eye on you because it's like, well, you have done the matches you had there. You know, it's just the level of your style. And it's like a whole mixture. I know you're you. But it's like a mixture of, you know, what, British styles, you know, strong style, Japanese style. It's just so much. You're so very energetic and you have that charisma that I honestly, it's rare to find nowadays. And
yeah, my coach told me I have the it factor and he's not a stupid man at all. He told me I was the diamond in the rough. That's why I got the diamond tattooed right there.
I love it.
Not stupid. And this has been told to me by the same men that have told Austin Theory that he was, you know, the man, and he had the it factor. Those same people are telling me that. So,
they're seeing the truth. They're seeing the truth, though. I mean, shit. Look at you. Come on, you're wrong.
Exactly.
Man. Exactly. I seen the other matches he had, where, you know, with Carbon Canyon and another Sideshow and Apollo Jr. Like I those guys are also incredible as well. By far, you know, by far, which one has been, besides, I mean, we already mentioned Jake Sterling, but what about the rest of them? Like, is this
I would say, as a veteran, Sideshow, as fighting someone like around, you know, my age and my style, Cabron Canyon was a hell of a match. That was the hardest I've ever been hit. The hardest I've ever been dropped. He beat the hell out of me, but I definitely came out with that victory.
Yes,
Apollo Jr., that motherfucker can chop. My chest was purple after that. Everybody I have faced, like Alex Todd too, that's somebody who just caught me off guard. He very soft spoken, very, very well put together kid. And next thing you know, he gets in the ring and he's a fucking maniac. Everybody I have faced is good in their own way, but I'm just better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not ever going to take anything away from everybody because they're in the ring for a reason. And then, what was his name? James Anthony. That was a last-minute match. The opponent I was supposed to face didn't show up. This kid's in the back shooting the promo, and time's up, kid. I'm, you know, the vet's here. Get the hell out of my space. And offered him a match. We got in the ring, literally. Like, I just met him. Handled our business in the back. The got put together, and we went out there. Like I said, we met each other. His entrance hit. My entrance hit. His entrance went out there. We put a match together, and it was a grueling match. But again, I came out on top.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. And I have all respect for that. Definitely. I did notice also another thing as well too that is upcoming, which I will be obviously discussing, which I'm going to say right now. I know on March 13th, you have a huge match because someone called you out. And that was Gary Bischoff coming out and then calling you out. What's the ordeal with that? How did that rivalry begin with him?
I saw on my face, I'm scrolling through my Facebook and I see that he's got a show with another promotion. And I think he's a fucking loser. So I'm real and raw. So I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. So I went online and I posted. I said, I heard Garrett Bischoff's getting back in the ring. Ha, 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 ha. Every laugh emoji I could possibly find. So a lot of people didn't like that. You know, what the fuck did he do to you? He's actually a nice guy. And a few promoters actually blocked me on Facebook and didn't want anything to do with me. And cool. So I didn't hear anything from him. People are messaging me. What's your problem with the guy? I just don't fucking like him. I don't like him. I don't think he's good. He's taking now him getting in the ring. He's taking time away from fucking young, talented kids. So go back and hover under your dad's tit. Get out of here. So then I put another status out there and I said, you know, one of his biggest qualities as a person is that his dad is Eric Bischoff, and that's it. That's all he's got going for him. So then, you know, I, I, I think I posted maybe one more status out about him. And next thing you know, bing, Garrett Bischoff comments on it. And he said, hey, man, I'm going to come. I have to see you face to face. I didn't think anything of it. I thought, oh, just this lonely old vet sitting at home trying to reminisce. After I beat Cameron Canyon, I'm sitting there. I won Rookie of the Year, which I did not accept because I'm a fucking veteran.
I didn't see that. That's an insult, by the way. An insult, by the way. I just want to say that.
Thank you. Exactly. And then next thing you know, I hear a fucking cheap-ass motorcycle outside revving up, and in comes Garrett Bischoff. And if that wasn't enough, he challenges me to a match. And if that wasn't enough, it gets changed to a no disqualification. So I don't know, man. I think he underestimated me completely. I think he thought him showing up was going to just scare the shit out of me, which I'm not going to lie. It shocked me. It shocked me. That's not spooked me. It shocked me. And I'm going to handle some business now. I'm going to let Garrett know that he should have just stayed at home with his hot wife. And, you know, now I'll be the guy going home to her.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say that. You're going to be the one going home with her. Oh, shit. I've been looking forward to seeing that match. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's on March 13th. Make sure you tune in on ACW.
At the Gulfview Event Center. Yep, yes, at the Gulfview Event Center. It's the it's a first responder show. And that's also going to be a memorial for our friend that passed away, Heath Schneider.
Definitely. I'm looking forward. And also, let's get to know you a little bit more. Besides pro wrestling, off subject with that. What's your hobbies, man? Besides working out, getting that, you know, the lean up, but what else do you know? What else does the Mr. Ron Real does on a basis?
Being one of the better fellas and making them all jealous. That's basically lifestyle. I don't have hobbies. I wake up and I work out. Like I told you, I wake up, I work out, I ring, and I come home and I do podcasts. And I promote myself, and I make my flyers, and I make music, I make pictures. Like, I do everything myself. I have a team. So everything you see on my Facebook, you see my edited pictures, you see my little promo packages, you see the edits and my promos, you see the my music, you hear my voice in my song. Like, that's all me. So I don't have time to sit here and fucking, I will say that sometimes I take a leisurely little trip on the kayak or, you know, I'm not a drinker. I don't go to the bar. I don't hang out with people because, you know, in my eyes, you know, they pay me to be in the ring just for my presence. So why wouldn't I have to charge people to hang out with me? It'd be the same thing. So nobody wants to pay to hang out with me. So kiss my ass. I got two cats. So if I'm not getting pussy, I'm at home surrounded by pussy. I don't have hobbies. I'm at a time in my life where, like I said, to be the best, you can't do this. My coach said, you can't do this part time. You can't, I like being a wrestler, but I'm going to go to the bar with my friends and I'm going to go to the movies and I'm going to go to dinner and I'm going to go hang out and I'm going to go take That's a lot of time wasted. You could be promoting, making your own merch, promoting yourself, getting yourself booked, getting out there more, doing podcasts, you know, investing in yourself, because if you're not going to, who the fuck is?
Definitely.
So my hobbies consist of bettering myself daily, being better than I was the day before. That's my hobby.
And what are your cheat meals? I know you have a strict diet, but what are your cheat meals though? You have the opportunity.
Oh, brother, brother, I eat cheat meal. That's all I do. Like, that's why everybody fucking hates my metabolism. I eat pizza. I eat peanut butter and jellies. I eat snacks. I just went grocery shopping. I think about, 2/3 of my grocery list was junk food. Snacks, Hostess, Little Debbie's. I drink a gallon of milk a day. That's where all the gains come from. But
there you go.
Other than that, dude, like I've been literally sitting here eating fucking gummies all day.
I envy you, man.
I just got my cigar right here.
You know, there you go.
I'm not the ideal athlete. That's why people are very blown away. They say, okay, well, how long have you been? This is what really pisses people off. And this is what I heard the other day. My buddy said, when I first met you, I was blown away. I thought, cool, this kid's a great wrestler. This must be he's calling himself a veteran. That's obviously a work because he's a rookie, but After I seen you in the ring, I went home and I Googled you. I thought this kid's fucking lying. He must have came from Ohio. He must have been a 10-year vet in Ohio. Now he's coming here to be a rookie that's calling himself. That must be all at work. Nothing. Son of a bitch. This is his first match. This is his second match. I think my next match will be my 16th match. And like my coach says, I'm leaps and bounds and light years past half of these idiots that call themselves professionals. You know, there's guys out there. You look cool in a profile picture. You look cool in a promo. Awesome. How can you work? You can do a flip. Awesome. How can you fucking work? How can you get into that ring and work like these legends that have came before us? Just doing flips and just being a wrestler. Being a wrestler is not the same as being a worker. And sadly, it shows, but it's not known by these fans. A lot of people, they're into the, you know, circus act shit. I'm not into that. If you go to my Facebook, my Instagram, you see me doing side cartwheels and backflips and lucha shit all the time in training. You'll never see me do it. Why would I do it? If I'm in a fight with you, why would I do that? I want to hurt you in the fastest way possible and make sure that you don't get up. So why would I put myself in danger? It's stupid.
Okay, that's right. Because, yeah, you're a rock star, bro. You're a fucking rock star.
People will learn.
Definitely.
People will learn.
And so at this moment, have you paid attention to the product? I know besides you being in WWE and NXT appearances, what about like AEW or New Japan or NXT UK, or Ring of Honor, you know, all the promotions. Have you been watching the products as of late? And what do you feel about it? About the product?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of it, and a lot of it is shit. A lot of it is shit. You got guys out there making, wads and wads of money. And they're shit. And then they know their shit. The fans all know their shit. If you go on the internet and scroll, it just says that they're shit. Yet these guys you see week after week after week after week on TV, national TV, all over this, you know, social media because of maybe a look or an image, which that's why my coach, you know, was so blown away by me. I got the look. I got the talk. I got the walk. I got the in-ring. I got everything it takes to be that guy. And outside of the ring, if you want to go to the bar and handle it too, I'm that guy too. So that's why.
Wow.
Maybe that's why. A lot of these guys have never been really punched in the fucking mouth, and you can tell.
And yeah, speaking of that, who's ass you want to kick next? Like, who's your dream match that you want to have?
I don't have the dream match. I'm the dream match.
All right, okay.
I'm who people want to fucking. I told everybody, come shut me up. You got a problem with me? Come shut me up.
Oh, I love it. And who would you want to come towards you and try to shut you up? Who would you want? Me? I'm retired, bro. I don't do wrestling anymore, man.
Honestly,
I'm retired.
Whoever wants to step up next in line is Garrett Bischoff. After that, whoever's dumb enough.
All right.
To any promoter, whoever's got the deepest pockets.
Oh man, I mean, there's so many promotions out there that I would definitely get in talks to. Hey, get this guy. You need this rock star. You need this. Like I have GSW. There's so many out there. I mean, I can name so many, but I would definitely, you know, message them, let them know, hey, we got a rock star in the house, and he is something that you will
real,
love.
He's real and he's fucking raw. He's August Artois.
That is right. That is right. I know you say you don't have a dream match, but if you had the opportunity,
Shawn Michaels in his prime,
at a Mania, right? That'll be your dream to have it, at least.
No, at a fucking house show.
The house show.
No, it would definitely be WrestleMania. We'd both come down from the strings from the rafters. We both come down on our own little thing. No, but like Shawn Michaels, like I think about my three favorite wrestlers growing up as a kid, and like of course, like I'm not even gonna mention Stone Cold and The Rock because that's just everybody's like two shoulders. That's like their third head on the three headed dog. That's right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even gonna mention that, but it was Shawn Michaels, of course, and it was Billy Gunn and Ahmed Johnson were my two favorites growing up. It was something about them, their style in ring, for Ahmed Johnson, it was the way he was so fucking aggressive. Like you literally thought every match he was gonna slam the guy through the ring. But Billy Gunn, it was his style, his walk, his talk, his attitude, and then that meshed in with Shawn Michaels. And like I've been told that, you know, my offense is like Bret Hart, my defense is like Shawn Michaels, and cool, I'll take that.
I mean, yeah, well, your offense definitely is kind of like more like a little bit like Bret Hart, but it's so unique and different. I'm not gonna just characterize you with that, and I'm being straightforward. Fuck that. No, you're yourself. You're yourself, and that's what I like about it, and that's what I enjoy watching your matches. It's just you're yourself. You're raw, man. And on your defensive side, I mean, everybody is kind of equal. Yeah, I could say kind of like Sean, but like I said, you're your own style, and I love the fact how you take every style, mix it on your own. And then, like I said, once again, it is rare when you see that in, you know, a majority of talent nowadays. You kind of see more similarities. That's why a lot of them get compared to like Brett's and Sean, Stone Cold, or, you know, I could go on.
Well, because they focus on one guy. Like you mentioned earlier, the different strong style, like the British strong style, the Japanese, what I do is like, I don't want to just watch Shawn Michaels matches because then I'll look like Shawn Michaels. I don't want to just watch Bret Hart matches, then I'll look just like Bret Hart. So what I do is, you know, Pluto TV, they got this new pro wrestling channel where it has matches from all over. They have matches from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. They have women's matches. I watch everything. And, you know, you might watch something from the 60s and go, I've never fucking seen anything like that these days. Like, wow, I'm going to, you know, something I just watched there at night. Two guys I've never heard of before, and probably no one ever has heard of before. It was maybe like a 4 or 5 minute match, and one spot they did blew me away, and it was such a heel thing to do, but nobody even realized how heely it was. And that's like you said, that's where my uniqueness comes from, is that I don't come home and watch episode, like, you know, right now, wrestling's on right now, on mute, in the background. Don't mind the bong.
It's so, all right, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always watching wrestling. It's always on in the background. If I'm sleeping, it's on. You know, the noise is on if I fall asleep on the couch. I don't understand the guys that want to do this as professionals. They want to get paid big money to do this, yet they go home and they watch, you know, episodes of whatever's on Netflix with their girlfriend. And, you know what I'm saying? They're out on dates or ice skating and hanging out and watching movies. And it's all fucking a waste of time. If you want to do this professionally, you want to do this full time, you're wasting your time with anything else in life that's going to steer you away from this. Once you make it, then you can sit down with Bob Ross and paint the picture, or you can go out on a nice leisurely walk. Once you made it, once you're there and you can take that time, do it. But right now, you know, there's millions of professional wrestlers out there, and there's this, you know what I'm saying? There's this many wrestlers, and there's this much room for people to get signed. So I want to be that. I want to be one of these guys.
And I think definitely you are heading towards that path, and I see it. And I'm hoping that, you know, either AEW or either New Japan, because I would like to see you and Naito in New Japan. I think that's what, like, one of, like, I love it. Two different, I'm not saying character-wise at all, just the personalities. It will be amazing to see you and Naito. Tetsuya and Naito going at it. I love to see that.
I would definitely go to Japan. I'd like to, but as long as I can take my cats with me, I'm cool.
Yeah, I don't think it should be an issue with the cats. I mean, all they're very, very, very humble over there in Japan. I mean, definitely. And also the Impact. Also, I would like to see you in Impact. I think you can be the star for Impact, you know. For the
future. I fucking think that too, dude. Thank you for saying that. I'm actually, yeah, I sent my stuff in. I've been emailing. I've been even like trying to figure out people's emails by just typing in random shit and sending it in and get the message. Valid email. Well, try a one then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking hungry, dude. And like, as I sit here and eat gummies and I rack myself with Little Debbie's and Hostess, I'm still fucking hungry. And that hunger is only going to get, you know, it's only going to get conquered by being fed with a contract. So I have the pens. I have 3, 4, 5 pens sitting here. I just need a contract. But these companies need to know that it's not going to be, I'm signed, here's me, I'm going to keep getting better. My goal is to be better every day than I was the day before. And I'm willing to do the things that a lot of people aren't doing. I'm willing to do that Attitude Era off the top shit. I'm willing to give these fans exactly what they paid to come see.
Definitely. And I do see that when they come see you, they get what they want. And you give them what they want. And I see that shit. And the guys who are jealous, sorry, bro, you can't.
My thing is, like, everybody's got that image when they wake up in the morning of somebody, like the coolest, the funniest, the fastest, the toughest, the baddest. They have that image in their head of what that is. Now imagine going on Facebook, and you see my fucking profile picture, or you see all that shit, and you're like, fuck, that's that. That's what I think of. Like, that's that image I have in my head. That's August Artois. Wow. Some people are like, cool, he's so cool. But some people are like, fuck him. Fuck him. I don't blame the fuck him people. I just, you know, they should maybe attach themselves to my underbelly and just follow me on the journey. But I'm offering a teat to suckle on, because once it's too late, it's too fucking late. There is no, remember me? No, I fucking don't. Because if you look around right now, there ain't nobody around, and it's going to stay that way. Nothing's going to change. Remember me? Do you want to be friends? No, fucking I don't. I have cats.
Stab. See, I was going to invite you one day here to California. I'm here to L.A. I was going to tell you, let's go to the bar or something once everything opened up. But, yeah.
Yeah, you're not a worker, though, so of course I'll come out and visit you. These all fucking right. Assholes can go to hell.
All right, definitely. Yeah, because you know what? People here in SoCal will definitely love you to see, you know, love to see you in the ring.
Oh, yeah, dude. They love me. 16, so they're gonna love me when I'm fucking my age now.
Hell yeah, most definitely, because I'm just hoping this shit gets done with this whole global pandemic bullshit. The doors are open. I'm hoping that the doors will fully open soon, and you know, we could finally, as fans, are able to go ahead and go attend to these live events and, you know, see him in person, bro. I think that's what's really missing. I know. Seeing it without no crowd, it just is a whole different atmosphere. It's not the same.
We have crowds. That's what's cool about Florida is Florida doesn't, I guess, we don't give a shit about anything. So we still have fans. Like we still get to have our show, especially the outdoor shows. Those ones are packed. Yeah. So yeah, we still have good shit going on. We're one of the lucky ones. You know, we got shows going on, like I said, Kentucky, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina. You know, there's still a lot of states running, which we're the lucky ones.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's like, because we do have a friend of ours, Dustin Starr, from, he's owner of a Championship Wrestling from Memphis. They're pretty going to have their, you know, the first shows, and they're pretty going to start doing TV taping. So I'm glad that Memphis is now opening up again. And, you know, Memphis is a big, large territory in the wrestling, the wrestling industry. That's, you know, you have the Lawlers, Jarrett's, I mean, Bill Dundee's. I could go on with that, but there's so many legendaries. And hopefully here as well in L.A., we have Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, PWG. We do have Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, United Wrestling Network. So I'm just hoping that this shit's open up. And I'm going to be hitting all these promoters, man, to book you, man, because you deserved and you need to be exposed in every promotion as possible, because, like I said, you know, you're heading already towards that path. And I hope somebody fucking one day, like, here, here's a contract. That's what I fucking want to see. That's what I want to see.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that.
Oh, man, definitely, man. I don't want too much taking away your time. And then before we leave, I just want to ask this. One last question. Maybe I do have someone who wants a video challenge. It ain't me, though. It ain't me. I could probably get maybe. I would like to see a match, because there's another guy that we vouch for and we actually promote as well, and that's, his name is Super Nitro. I will get him. He's more in the up in the East Coast, more in the New York, New Jersey area. And also I have Mr. Everything, Victor Andrews, who was trained by C.W. Anderson. That's another guy that I would like to see matches that you're able to have with these individuals, man. And
they can both kiss my ass.
Yeah. I can't wait till they see this shit. Then I'm gonna be like, okay, I cannot wait.
Tell him, bring it on. Welcoming all challengers.
That's right. You heard it right here, ladies and gentlemen. He's welcoming all challengers, not me, though. Anybody else but me. Fuck that. I'm gonna drink a beer with you. I'm gonna drink a beer with you, bro. I'm not, like I said, that's it. That's all I will do.
If I'm coming to Cali, we're definitely twisting something out.
Oh yeah, you know it's legal. You know it's legal over here, bro. Now, let the viewers and audiences know, man. Where can they find you? Where can they locate you? Go ahead and, you know, say your plug is right here, bro.
Instagram. You can go to Instagram at TheRealArtois7. That's TheReal_Artois7. Twitter. That's Artois August for people that are dyslexic. Facebook, August Artois. YouTube, August Artois. Your girlfriends, she probably already knows me. Ask your ex-girlfriends, I'm probably with her now. Ask your friends, they want to be me. Fuck, I'm awesome, dude. Sometimes I even blow myself Like, as I'm doing this interview, I'm looking at that little box in the corner of me. Uh-huh. Fucking cool, dude. Like, I look cool. I sound cool. I'm like, everything about me is fucking awesome. Fuck, I'm cool.
Oh, you are cool, man. You are definitely cool. But, I forgot to mention one more star, man. I forgot one more. And he's up in, he's our brother from, you know, from Calpin, Canada. And that is from Montreal, Quebec. That's the Black Dynamite, Jeremy Prophet. I think that'd be another one that you should keep an eye on.
Kiss my ass. He's my ass too.
He's gonna watch this too. I cannot wait. But yes, ladies and gentlemen,
bring it on.
All, you know, all his social media platforms will be right below the description on the channel. Follow this man.
Make sure you go to wwnlive.com. Also, you can subscribe. You can see all of our pay-per-views, all of our weekly streams. Like I said on the YouTube, it's WWN Proving Ground. Subscribe to that. You can see all my matches on there. You can see them on my August Artois page. Fuck, I'm awesome. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you're awesome. I love it, but hopefully we can get you back on the show, brother, because I would love to have you back. And this time we get, we do a lot of top fives, you know, like towards like the Attitude or the back, you know, just more like WWE, ECW, the back in the eras, you know?
Yeah, so definitely for sure, brother, for sure, man. I like, if you haven't noticed, I like to fucking talk.
I love it. Shit. So do I. So, I mean, best believe. So, we could go on, man. We could talk about a lot of shit. But, yeah, but definitely we could go forever. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. And keep an eye on this man because he is real. He is raw. He is August Antoine. Keep an eye.
All right, brother.
All right, brother.